WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Kentucky struggles with cancer incidence and prevalence. My guest today is going to talk about a new program that encourages young people to start thinking about how cancer affects their community and perhaps recruit them into careers in healthcare and science.
WUKY's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine has the support of the Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. The Pain Treatment Center specializes in acute and chronic pain management to help people live a pain-free life. More information at pain-ptc.com.
I recently spoke with my friend and colleague, Dr. Nathan Vanderford, Associate Professor of Toxicology and Cancer Biology, who was recently named Fellow of the American Society for Biochemistry and Molecular Biology for his education efforts, about his directing the program at UK Markey Cancer Center's Appalachian Career Training in Oncology Program, or ACTION. Nathan, thank you so much for chatting with me. I do want to congratulate you. I just saw from our dean that you have been named an American Society for Biochemistry and Molecular Biology Fellow for your accomplishments, so congratulations.
Well, thank you, Greg. It's always great to talk to you, and it's an honor to receive the recognition, and actually I received it for what we're going to be talking about today, for the ACTION program, so I'm excited to talk to you.
Well, that's the perfect segue, Nathan. I wanted to ask you about that. I read that you are working with teens in Appalachia in documenting cancer. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So this is through the ACTION program that I direct. So ACTION stands for the Appalachian Career Training and Oncology Program. That's all geared toward preparing, motivating students from Appalachian, Kentucky to pursue cancer careers. And as I'm sure you're aware, cancer is a significant issue in that area. It's, you know, Kentucky ranks number one in overall cancer incidence and mortality levels rates, and those issues are greatest in the Appalachian Kentucky area. So with a photo project that we've done recently, we've engaged these students to take photographs of things in their communities that they relate to the cancer problem. And so these photos have been things like things related to the coal industry or tobacco use, tobacco production, you know, UV radiation exposure, those kinds of things.
Yeah, you know, it really struck me when I was a resident physician, I traveled to several counties in Kentucky where I saw marked differences from where I was in central Kentucky and in Louisville as far as exposure to some of those risk factors for cancer. And I'm assuming as these young folks learn about this and photo document, perhaps one of the good fallout aspects of that is you're also getting young people interested in careers in science and medicine.
Absolutely. That's one of the major goals. We want to educate these students about cancer and the cancer problem, but we also want to motivate them to pursue research and health-related careers, and what we really hope is that they will do so in careers that they can, you know, work in the cancer area, and you know, we hope that they will give back to their homes, their families, their communities, and help us solve the significant cancer problem that exists in Appalachian Kentucky.
It's one of those instances where we hope that that Happy Chandler was right when he said, "I never met a Kentuckian who wasn't going home or wishing they were going home." These are young people who maybe they'll be educated here at UK or at UofL or another state school or private school in Kentucky or even out of state. But I guess the hope is home will be in their hearts and they'll come back and help here.
Absolutely. You know, we've been doing this program since 2016. And so we have a number of undergraduates that have, you know, graduated undergrad. We have high school students now that have graduated high school. And all but two of our undergraduates have stayed here in Kentucky for professional graduate school. Many of them are here at UK in the College of Medicine or the College of Pharmacy, Public Health, and they're getting degrees, and they are motivated to continue to stay here to help us address the problem. And our high school students have graduated, and they have you know, they're in here at UK and other surrounding schools in Kentucky. And that's one of the things that we have really tried to impress upon them, that we desperately need them to help us address this problem. And who better to do it than people who are, you know, born and raised in these areas and have deep roots and are highly motivated to help, you know, their friends and families not be impacted by this horrible, deadly disease.
You know, Nathan, I have seen you in action and have always been impressed at your interactions with students. I've seen you teach. And can I just ask a somewhat personal question of what got you interested in being a mentor and helping to guide these young folks?
Yeah, this is a really important question to me, Greg. It's, you know, I am from Appalachia, from a very rural area, isolated area. Grew up 100 miles away from the nearest university, from the nearest, you know, major medical center. And it was mentors that guided me in a way that led me to where I am today. And if not for those people, I would still be in that rural community. And so I have experienced, you know, the life-changing nature of mentors. And then specifically in cancer, you know, my dad died of lung cancer in 2010. My mom was diagnosed with breast cancer just 6 months after that. And she's okay today, thanks to early detection. And so, you know, combine those two, my passion for mentorship and, you know, personal connections with cancer, I'm just highly motivated to really focus on these students from this area to provide them you know, a path toward a great career and a way to help their friends and family.
Well, we'll certainly put a link to the program up on our website. But before we part, Nathan, is there anything else you'd want to tell our listeners about the program?
Well, I think, you know, we're recruiting for students right now. So people could, you know, go to the website that you'll put up and find applications. And you know, we're happy to come and speak at community events and help get the word out about how to, you know, lower people's risk of developing and getting cancer, and just happy to work in the community in really any way we can. And we are so grateful for the area's embracing of us and sharing their students with us so that we can have this impact.
My thanks today to Dr. Nathan Vanderford, Associate Professor of Toxicology and Cancer Biology at UK, for talking with us about the UK Markey Cancer Center's Appalachian Career Training in Oncology, or ACTION, program. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.